Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Gentlemen, we are on Pillar 3, Living with Intention. This is group exercise number 7. The question is, where does life come from? And we're going to be talking about counterfeits. This whole living pillar 3, living with intention, talks about the 4 different questions. Five different questions. First question, where does life come from? And this question brings about the process of discovering your source. The concept of your source may be a new idea for you, or maybe something you've held on for some time. Your source is the person, place, or concept where you believe life comes from. Some see their source as God, and others may talk about something much bigger, like the universe, or much bigger than God. Bigger, something bigger, universe or higher power is how they might describe it. However you understand your source to be, that's the first question that must be answered in order to develop a solid life of integrity. And since we're not at the center or the end product of the world, then we must humbly accept our position as one designed to enjoy the abundant gifts that the source provides. We're not the one who creates or provides goodness in life. We're the recipients of all these good gifts. That's why it's so important and essential to identify and be connected to the true source of life. So the practice that comes with this is called anchoring. And we'll talk more about this in lesson 8. But anchoring is a moment and by moment practice, which involves a couple things: connecting to your true source and identifying and detaching from other attachments. Those are the things I'm going to call counterfeits, the things that we think give us life but don't. That's lesson 7. And so a huge part of our problem is that we've attached ourselves to so many things that fail to give us a solid sense of life. We have tons of counterfeits, which could be as simple as a certain outcome, like having a woman validate you, or to have sex with you, or just maybe even just to notice you, or pursuing something that would make you feel like life is worth living, like getting the right job, getting a promotion, a new car, whatever your next drug fix is. We get caught up in pursuing any drug of choice. Could be workaholism, porn, substances, materialism, your woman, exercising, you name it, anything. Good and bad can be a counterfeit. Anchoring requires first that I identify my counterfeits, then identify my true source of life. Then I got to create a daily practice and start a life with ongoing personal check-in, which is usually just being conscious and mindful throughout your day, and then connecting and trusting and abiding in your true source of life. That's anchoring. And anchoring to your true source also means you must develop non-attachment to all those other counterfeits to which you're attached, and then attach to the true source. Question number 2, which we'll talk about, this is really important. Of course, all 5 of these questions are important, but that's, who am I? This question reveals the process of discovering your true identity, who you truly are. In our externally referenced life, we were living a life for acceptance and living by the expectations of everybody else. We lost our sense of self. We lost who we really are. We lost our true self. Maybe you never did know your true self in the first place. Most of us live with our false self running the show. The false self is a made-up version, the false narrative, of the true you, which you must present to the world in order to be accepted. Since we lost our true identity, we've lost our integrity and our inner frame. In order to live a solid life, you must first shed the false self and find out who you truly are, and begin to live your own life as you, your true self. So a man must answer that second question, who am I, in order to live a life of integrity. So the practice attached to that is remembering. And we've all forgotten who we really are. Remembering helps you to rediscover your true identity and identify the true narrative of your life. As you develop the practice of remembering who you are, you will find out who you really are and settle the unanswered questions that have rattled around inside of you your whole life. You will discover that you are good enough and acceptable. Remembering requires that you recenter your identity on internal realities rather than from externals. This is the process of differentiation. Differentiation is an important concept as you develop a solid sense of life. With this exercise, you will identify false names that you've been given your entire life, and then you will go through the process of finding out your true name, which defines your true identity. You will develop your Maximus statement to carry with you your entire life. The third question, what do I need? This question places you in a position to consider what your foundational needs are in order to live a full and healthy life. This question helps you to begin the process of becoming responsible for yourself. No one else is responsible for your well-being or for making sure you get what you need in life. You will have good relationships in your life with people who are concerned for your well-being and who are on your team to make sure you're doing well. But ultimately, you're the one responsible to make sure that you get what you need. Your needs are on a basic level of what it's necessary to make life work well. So these needs are physical aspects like good nutrition, sleep and rest, exercise, hygiene, and medical and dental checkups. Your needs are also in the realm of relational and spiritual life as well. We need good sex and interpersonal connection. It's true, you could live your entire life without sex or even a hug, but your soul will be shriveled. We need spiritual connection, and so meditation, praying, and gratitude are necessary for a life of fullness as well. So the practice that comes with this is practice number 3, self-care. And self-care is about living from a position of strength in order to love others well. It's caring for your heart, for your body, for yourself. And most men think this sounds selfish and not right. But if you're well taken care of, you take care of others well. And so we've been trained to please others, and so it feels counterintuitive to care for yourself first. Self-care requires that you exercise, seek good nutrition, get enough sleep, develop hobbies that you love, and overtly talking about what you need and want. It's making connections with men in your life and developing a strong community around you who will support you through all that life tosses at you. To become a strong, integrated man, you must learn to care for yourself. You will learn to put on your oxygen mask first. Men today have been trained to please others, and self-care is last on the list. But in order to live a life of strength, you must answer this essential question, what do I need? This may seem selfish, but your woman will love it. So question number 4, what do I want? Wanting is different than needing, in that wanting is developing your desire and passion. Needing is about foundational aspects of your life to have a strong base of operation. Wanting opens up pathways where you're thriving and living with a whole heart. You've been designed to live in abundance, vigor, and fullness. Asking yourself what you want may seem alien and unacceptable, but it is essential if we're to live a life to the fullest. Most men have not even taken time to ask what they want. It is as though they've never been given permission. This process not only gives you permission, it's a requirement to ask yourself, what do I want? So practice number 4 is living from your heart. This practice is about learning how to intuitively live in life and intentionally living from your heart instead of analyzing everything from your head, trying to figure it out or get it right. A wholehearted life is a life of abundance, expansion, and connection. You will learn to become aware of your deeper emotions and wants. You'll learn how to live with an open and vulnerable posture where you are living in the present. You'll learn how to consistently pay attention to your good internal resources. Often this is just called conscious or integrated living, where you're awake and available to yourself and others. Men who are disintegrated go into a fog of non-intentional victimhood, where they're powerless and choiceless, where they allow externals to run the show. Often this turns into a compulsive use of any drug of choice, like porn, alcohol, workaholism, or over-exercising. You will learn how to trust your anxieties, emotions, fears, and your lizard brain as good quality indicators of your well-being. A solid, integrated man is self-aware, awake, and intuitive. A man can only answer the third and fourth core questions by living from an internally referenced place, his heart. Question number 5, where am I going? This final question helps you to discover your purpose in life and to begin to create the life you want. Now that you have discovered your true source, identified your true name, and understand more clearly what you need and want in life, it's time to take it on the road. A man has been designed for expansiveness, to engage and penetrate the world with life, love, and goodness. The way that we do this is unique to each man. The purpose of your life and the design of your personal constitution is your own. This ongoing journey is an exciting excursion into your soul to discover your passions about how you would like to influence your world. Since up to this point, our energy has been used up trying to please others or to prove ourselves, we have never had the chance to look deeply at our purpose and how we would like our lives to go. This is a beautiful opportunity to begin to develop our life into what we want it to be. You have the power and ability to follow those deep passions that may have been hidden for so long. So practice number 5, creating the life you want. The practice of creating involves becoming intentional in your life. You will no longer have the victim of posture, or the posture of victim, and you will break free from shame and penance. You will become a creator. You will take an active role in your life, creating the life you want and becoming a man you want to be. Creating is actively and intentionally creating an environment of safety, love, and acceptance, and creating connected, honest relationships, all while living a life of strong masculinity. Creating will give you the strength to develop your career and become more intentional about your purpose and life goals. Creating the life that you want allows you a wonderful opportunity to look deeply into your hopes and dreams. You will be able to discover your purpose and your calling in life. With a clear purpose, you will be able to engage with more influence than you ever thought possible. You will begin to build a life with men who are co-travelers on the path with you. Developing your Mount Rushmore is a big part of this work, so gathering at least 4 other guys who are on the journey with you. So let's get started on answering these questions and making these shifts in your life. We will start with question number 1, where does life come from? Counterfeits. Okay, the next quote I have is from the book of Jonah. He says, "Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs." I think that's a pretty significant thing. So when we talk about counterfeits, the word idols or idolatry also fits. And it's clinging to something we think brings us life, but doesn't. So the most central question in a man's life is this: where does life come from? And from this question, all the other questions emanate. As we answer this question, will move progressively deeper into strength and maturity. So all humans are on a journey to discover meaning, purpose, and substance in life. We're looking for that place, that thing, or a concept that will give us that deep sustenance that our soul thirsts for. Humans don't do so well floating around the universe, alone and disconnected. We've been designed for connection and relationship. We need to be grounded into something bigger. And grounding, it's what I call anchoring. To be anchored, we need to be solidly and powerfully connected to the source. When we forget we are part of something so much bigger than ourselves, life goes awry. Our ego becomes grandiose. We lose our sense of gratitude, and we fail to remember our roots. In order to maintain a true sense of our place in this world, we need to discover an anchor to the true source of life. I call the provider of your purpose and life sustenance the source. The source is the place from which true life comes. When I'm talking about the word life, it's referring to meaning, purpose, sustenance, and existence. Webster's dictionary defines life as a principle or force that's considered to underlie the distinctive quality of animate beings. The question is here, what is that principle or force? Or, in my terms, what is your source? Where do you believe life comes from? We are all connected to something so much bigger. Some may call the source God, or spirit, higher power, the great spirit, the universe, the universal mind, infinite mystery, energy, nature, or maybe just the cosmos. Some simply refer to it as whatever or whoever is out there. The source could be more spiritual, more earthly or physical, or even a relational construct. It may have all these categories combined together. Feel free to discover and define the source in your terms. This is a very spiritual process, so take time to meditate or pray for guidance, and then ask and listen. What is here? And then pay attention to the answer that comes through your heart, your spirit, your mind, or your body. And hold that space for as long as you can while you listen. If your source is unclear and you don't necessarily come from a faith background, that's not a problem. Wherever you are in the process, just take the time that you need to find the place or person where true life is provided for you. You'll come alive as you connect with your source. So, first question is what is your reaction? What kind of comes out of you when I'm even talking about the idea of a source? What do you feel? What do you think? What kind of reaction do you have with this thought or concept of source of life? A solid man has a deep, strong sense where life comes from. It's a really primary thing. This source is the transcendent yet immanent provider of abundance and life. This source of life knows you intimately and deeply. The solid man pursues his source with intent, energy, and connection, drawing vigor, strength, identity, validation, and guidance from the journey. Those are all things that a solid man needs for an internally referenced self. A solid man is on a lifetime journey of discovering how to draw near to his source. He finds the avenues in which he specifically and personally connects deeply with God. This could come in many possible forms: being in nature, writing, praying, singing, working with your hands, artwork, laughing with friends, cooking, exercising, listening, reading scripture, generosity, serving, working, fasting, feasting, music, hunting, contemplation, creating, mentoring, liturgy, whatever it is. a solid man discovers his personal sacred pathways to abide in his true source of life. You will find your own sacred pathways to your source. So a solid man seeks to be with, to know, and to love God, or whatever you call your source. Therefore, he develops daily practices for this purpose and intentionally makes this pursuit an integral part of his life, which anchors his soul to his source of life. Your daily practice usually requires taking time to listen, becoming aware of your inner workings, and reflection about how you interact and relate to this greater being. The work of becoming a solid man requires that you become deeply internally referenced. It may sound counterintuitive that I'm speaking of anchoring to an external source in order to experience that fully abundant sustenance in life. This is kind of mysterious, but what seems external is actually deeply connected to your internal. Our internal processes and resources come alive to us as we connect with the source. I know this is different for some faith traditions, but the Christian God has chosen to take up residence within his people, as each person actually is his temple, where he exists, and this is an internal thing. Being anchored is not just like the difference between color and black and white TV. It's actually gaining the ability to live life in the fullest, in true abundance. So anchoring to the source is what gives a man his strength, passion, and vigor. Some, from a different perspective, would see the source as energy that we're all part of. So find out for yourself. So, here's a couple questions. During your life, when or where have you experienced life when you felt truly fulfilled, whole, or connected to something real and true? And up to this point in your life, what have you found that seems like a true source of life, a place where true acceptance, value, meaning, sustenance, and fulfillment is found? And for you, who or what might be your source of life? So practice one is anchoring to your source of life. So archetypically, even a king answers to a higher code or power. When a king loses that connection to the higher code, you see him become drunk on his own power. Unhinged, his power then becomes tyrannical, and his hubris becomes exposed. He has become disconnected from his true source, and then things always go bad very quickly. And so as goes the king, so goes the kingdom. So our power is the same. We only have true power when we serve out of humility and from a deep connection to a higher code or your higher power or source. The power, wisdom, and grace that exists in our source is now able to flow through us. Through this connection, others begin to experience our expansive gift that we have to offer. When we begin to move from an untethered posture, we lose our true power, we become tyrants, and we lose our influence. Our life becomes small. Our influence deteriorates. In order to experience true power in life, we need to be anchored into the true source of life. So anchoring to the true source is our most important challenge in life. Anchoring to our source is where we find our true identity. It's where we will find our purpose. It's the source of our vitality and passion. So anchoring is where we find life. Loving God. Now, I'm one who believes in God, and I believe that to love God is to recognize Him as the source of life, and the source of all the abundant gifts that life has to offer, that He offers. Seeing God as the provider, that's how He wants to be loved. This is what Jesus was talking about with the Great Commandment when He said, "Love God, love your neighbor as yourself." Humans do what's called projection, and when it comes to things like love. So I project onto God, and when I assume that God wants to be loved like I want to be loved. I want to be loved like a human man. I want affection, appreciation, good sex, and respect. They all help me to feel loved. But God's not me. He desires to be loved in the way He wants, not the way I want. He wants to be the source of your life. So God simply communicates how to love Him in the first 10 commandments. You shall have no other gods before me. He wants to be recognized as the one source of your life. And that's what it means to love God. That's how He wants to be loved. To love God is to acknowledge that He is the provider of all good things. He's the source. Your source is the gift giver. When any of the gifts become a source, the gift then becomes the god, or a counterfeit, or an idol. That's why idolatry is such a big deal. That's when you stop loving God and start loving something else. A counterfeit. Counterfeits are masked as life-giving resources, which seem powerful, but they're actually weak reproductions posing as the real thing. Counterfeits are dead ends, and they always end with emptiness. A solid man of integrity is aware of how his particular counterfeits have drawn him away from the true source. He enjoys every abundant gift for what it is, a gift from the true source of life. A solid man develops a deep, strong sense of where life comes from. So this is trusting your source, and trust takes vulnerability and faith. Trust takes practice and remembering. Trust requires rest and surrender. We really have no control over much in life. Therefore, trust takes being able to accept any situation that you're in with patience and gratitude. So love God by trusting Him and relying on Him as the source, as the gift giver. When we forget our source, or when we begin to pursue the lesser gods, we have stopped trusting, and then we pursue counterfeits like porn or validation from a woman. Sometimes even our woman becomes a god. That's God with little g. As we think she will provide us with life, we trust in her to provide meaning and validation for our weak identity. Power, security, control, porn, success, having it all together, your wife, or women in general, external validation, competence, status, winning, sex, tobacco, competition, alcohol, efficiency. Having well-behaved kids or work are just a few examples of possible counterfeits. A solid man is aware of how his particular counterfeits have drawn him away from his true source. He enjoys every abundant gift as what it is, a gift from the true source of life. That is how to love God. So a solid man knows his counterfeits and is anchored to the source. Now let's take time to identify the counterfeits that you have in your life. It's really important. This is a big deal. And so as I read this, and I'm going to read a really big list, well, we'll talk more about that when we get to it. But there's a lot to this. One of the most central questions in a man's life is, where does life come from? That's what this lesson's all about. When we're all on a journey, or we are all on a journey to discover where meaning, purpose, and substance comes from. So we are looking for that place, the thing, or concept that gives us what our soul thirsts for. That's what this is all about. The place that provides your purpose in life is your source. It's the place where true life comes from. So the next two exercises will help you to discover your source. This exercise is here to identify counterfeits that you have had which mask as the true source of life. So the major problem occurs in our journey. Instead of pursuing the true source, we attach to various and assorted counterfeits that seem to bring life, but like I said, they always come up empty. A counterfeit is something that looks like the real deal, but it fools us into thinking it's real and then leaves us hanging. A counterfeit is not the source, even though for a moment it really feels like it is. It feels like it's going to take care of that emptiness. And when we pursue a counterfeit, we feel a certain thrill or excitement. The thrill continues for a little while, but it always fades. That's how you know it's a counterfeit. Sometimes it disappears dramatically, like when you ejaculate after a session of surfing on the internet for porn. As soon as you ejaculate, boom, it's gone and shame just overtakes. It feels great for a moment, but then it's gone. That's a counterfeit. As soon as that happens, there's often shame and a sense of deadness. We know it's a dead end, but we continue to go back to our drug of choice over and over and over, thinking, maybe this time it will give me what my soul needs. In the story of the Odyssey, the sailors went past the island of the Sirens. The Sirens sang a beautiful, seductive song, which would lure unsuspecting sailors to their death. This is so similar. Like the siren song, counterfeits destroy your integrity and will eventually leave you as a shell of a man with no strength or purpose. Because counterfeits always lead to various kinds of death. Counterfeits have different kinds of roles in your life. Mostly, we use them to numb or escape difficult feelings and experiences. When we feel anxious, we may eat. When we feel afraid, we may revert to procrastination or video gaming. When I don't feel so confident, I might look at porn, whatever my drug of choice is. This exercise is designed to help you identify the counterfeits that have been in your life and that you've had in your life that you've chosen. Identifying your counterfeits is a huge step toward gaining the integrity that you want. This is actually more difficult than you think. Counterfeits, or idols, are much more deceptive than you imagine. They have a deep hold on you in ways that you may not suspect. Therefore, this exercise will take some time, prayer, contemplation, and thought. In Nourishing Wisdom, it's a book by Mark David, he calls these symbolic substitutes. Symbolic substitutes, this is a quote from his book, quote, symbolic substitutes we believe we must have and use repeatedly are called attachments. Extreme attachments, particularly when the body becomes attached to a substitute and must have it, is called addictions. Ultimately, all addictions are substitutes for the spiritual source, unquote. So a counterfeit is like an old friend to whom you're deeply attached. We have relied on this old friend for years to keep us feeling safe and soothed. Now you have the nerve to try to cut your friend out of your life? It will feel like a betrayal, but you need to see how this friend is actually more like a cancerous tumor sucking the life right out of your soul. You must identify it and then cut it out of your life, regardless of what it feels like. So identifying your counterfeits. So I've got a bunch of questions here. And so take the time with these, and then we'll go over the partial list of counterfeits. So what have you relied on for a sense of life or fulfillment? What brings anger or fear if you don't have it, or afraid for not getting it? What have you used to escape or numb difficult feelings or experiences? And what have you pursued and then been left with deep emptiness or shame? Or pursued with too much energy and wasting time never to get that time back? And then what also has brought imbalance in your life where you've lost integrity over and over, even when you knew it was wrong? And what's been in your life that seems impossible to stop, even though you know it will cause harm to you and your relationship? So here's the possible list of counterfeits, and this is a huge list. It's a massive list. So as I read it, it might be good to be able to download or get the print copy. And what I want you to be able to do, and just listening, just go ahead and just listen. You know, you might be driving or something like that. Just listen and kind of put a mental note on that. And so when you go back and reread this, this is going to be really important for you to have the physical page, so you can have a pen and highlight or circle the things that have been your counterfeits. And these are the counterfeits that you thought this is where life came from. The other way is this is your drug of choice. And remember that this is like all these things are gifts. Everything on this list are actually really good things. But we change them where they become the gift giver. This thing becomes our source and makes us feel better about life. So, got a ton of them. So let's go ahead and start the list. It's going to take a bit. I'll just read it and remember, just kind of take a mental note. Some of these may surprise you that I even have it on the list, but let's keep going. So the first one, external validation, having it all together, achievements, always being right, intelligence, being in control, looking good, looking bad, living vicariously through someone else, a facade or mask, figuring life out, people liking me, being nice, substances like alcohol, drugs, food, being fit, gambling, betting, peace, no conflict, or conflict, addictive rituals, happiness, horses, pets, cigars, cigarettes, alcoholic drinks, wine, orderliness, perfectionism, secrets, beauty, strength, lying, secrecy, overly vulnerable, porn, sex, women, affairs, a beautiful woman on my arm, smiling at me, validating me, your erection abilities, flirting, cross-dressing, fetishes, picking up women, prostitutes, impulsiveness, power, money, success, security, materialism, work, overachievement, education, abilities, a good job, conquest, risk, recognition, making sales, good grades, trophies, wall plaques, competence, efficiency, membership, belonging, leadership, speaking, people looking to me for answers, acknowledgement, fixing stuff, winning people over, entrepreneurial accomplishments, ability to make money, any ability, vacation accomplishments, name dropping, reputation, networking, being convincing, punctuality, business ventures, maintenance and upkeep, status, social station, professional accomplishments, licenses, uncanny abilities you might have, laziness, procrastination, analytical living, resentment, victimhood, flying under the radar, passivity, frozenness, fearfulness, quirkiness, dry wit, cleverness, winning a certain sports team, exercise, having six-pack abs, competition, fun, excitement, thrill-seeking, risk-taking, adrenaline, comparison, I'm better or the best, following a certain sport like NASCAR, the NFL, the NHL, the NBA, MLB, MLS, there's all kinds of sports, a winning sports team, getting on the bandwagon. I told you, this is a really long list. I think we're about halfway done. Your alma mater, video gaming, team sports, recreational gear, recreational accomplishments, cars, my kids, possessions, clothes, collectibles, hobbies, fame, a new car, white teeth, love, muscles, politics, hairstyle, fashion, popularity, beer, family, cooking, mastering something, knowing trivia, degrees or certifications, having a nice home, providing, guns, protection, fortress of safety, preparedness for the apocalypse, learning, Facebook, social networking, technology, technological possessions, technological abilities, art, spontaneity, predictions, eschatology, following a certain guru or teacher or author, email, smartphone, no, being in the know, gold, silver, jewelry, retirement funds, antiques, writing abilities, humor, joking, pranks, a certain political party, nostalgia, romance, singing, charm, shoes, paying off debt, being debt-free, facial hair, family of origin, geographical location, hometown pride, high school or college accomplishments, having a second home, communication, favorite chair, TV shows, movies, photography, it might be your man cave, the ability to make people laugh, could be anger or toughness or niceness, safety, being a know-it-all, having excess or living to excess, hunting, fishing, bullying, dominating, intimidating, being a hard ass, one-upmanship, aggression, fearlessness. How about this? I will be the one to pay the restaurant check. Being a provocateur, an instigator, having jail time, bloviating, arrogance, a certain lifestyle, my heritage, family rules, my values, gaining the praise of men, church attendance, volunteerism, giving, being better, social issues, social justice, having a low carbon footprint, submission, giving in, selfless sacrifice, religion, judgmentalism, cleanliness, self-importance, helping others, serving, piety, righteousness, evangelism, having a clean record, having a marriage or a long marriage, being good at theology and knowing the right things, philosophy, knowledge, missions, anything about the interwebs. So that's our list, but I have other possible counterfeits not on this list. There might be things I didn't say on this list, even though this is quite a list, but things that are unique to you. You know, things about being charismatic or something like that, you know, drawing people in or being that kind of person. That's something that's not on the list. So think of what else might it be? It might be some hobby or something that you do that just gives you a sense of life that really doesn't do it well. Anything that is a gift in our life but turns out to be empty if we pursue it as our source. So here's what you do in your group presentation. So from the questions and the list, put down your top 10 counterfeits. So underline the ones you're struggling with right now and circle your top three. So just list from the list of the things you circled, write down your top 10, and then come down with the ones that you struggle now with and your top three. And so what seems to be the most profound observation that you have from finding and listing these counterfeits? So since you've identified the counterfeits in your life, your goal from here is to eliminate them from your life as much as possible. Actually transitioning, eliminate, but I'll give a side note on this. It's not necessarily eliminating, but changing it from a counterfeit to a gift. And recognizing that this gift, like let's say sex is an amazing gift from God. But if I see it as my source, that I have to have sex in order to feel validated or feel good or porn or whatever it is, then that thing actually becomes the counterfeit. But thinking about sex is a really good gift. So shifting it from being the source to a gift is a really significant shift. You can do that with anything. Like I had, whether it's accomplishments or alcohol or whatever, it's something that if it changes from the source to a gift, it creates a totally different relationship with that thing. So take the time you need to make a plan. Take action to change your behaviors, to shift your beliefs, and to begin to make healthy decisions about that counterfeit. So a significant move is to first start to commit to a moratorium or just quitting something completely for a certain time. So like, say, no beer or whatever it is for 30 days. And this period of time will help you to understand what role this counterfeit has had in your life and what your relationship with that thing is. So be really creative with that. So, next question, what can you begin to do to keep yourself from relying on these things for a sense of life? What have you experienced when you've tried to stop certain counterfeits? I know you've tried this in the past. What kind of things have you done before? What was that like? And what actions can you take right now to begin to change your behaviors? And what other observations and insights did you get from this lesson? This is going to be really, really important. So one book I have in here as a resource, and it's from a Christian perspective. It's called Counterfeit Gods by Timothy Keller. And Keller really speaks to the idea that American Christians are actually quite idolatrous with how we move through life, and I would totally agree. And so he gives further perspective on the idea of counterfeits. So this is a really important part of becoming a strong, solid man. And so really work hard on this and give it the energy that you need. Thanks for listening. And as always, stay solid, my friends.